Welcome everyone, Be'ezus Hashem. We're learning Zechor LeMiriam, the Sefer from the Chofetz Chaim. In Perek Tesh, number 35, Yizhar B'yoysim U'lahasik B'emtza Limuda. The Chofetz Chaim will now discuss the importance of not interrupting in the middle of your learning. He brings from Chazal, Yiro Adam Litfo Yisma Shalomad. A person has to make sure he knows what he learned. He should contemplate, think, what did I learn? As the Ramban tells us, doesn't say it here, the Chofetz Chaim, but we know the Ramban tells us in his famous letter, when you stand up from what you finished learning, think, is there something that I can fulfill now, which what I learned? The person has to know what he learned. That there shouldn't be embarrassment in the day of judgment. When he's asked, okay, what did you learn in Chumash? What did you learn in Mishnah? What did you learn in Gemara? And he doesn't have what to say. A tremendous busha. Chofetz Chaim says that he brings from a medrash that the Malach, Shehamalach Maskiru Mashalamad Kedei Shelo Yisbayish. That there's going to be a Malach that's going to be helping you out, so you won't be embarrassed. However, first has to make sure, says the Chofetz Chaim, that his learning is not interrupted. That if he's in the middle of learning, he cannot interrupt his learning with bittul Torah, with idle conversations of nothingness. He says, besides to the fact that he's transgressing in what Chazal tell us, that a person was in the middle of learning and he stops his learning to discuss nonsense, says Chazal, they're going to feed him burning hot coals. Besides for this, he's going to be horrifically embarrassed from his behavior. And he gives an example of a person who buys a Gemara, he buys a Masechta, and he's, before you purchase something, you want to check, make sure everything's good. You flip through the pages. Sometimes something's upside down. Sometimes it's blurry. And you check and you see the first few pages look beautiful. Nice laser print. And all of a sudden you keep on flipping and you notice that bound inside of this Gemara are some comics. And you're thinking, what is this, a joke? You're not going to buy this. Yeah. Inside the Gemara, it's bound together with comics. A comic book inside the Gemara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person is going to go up there in Shemayim, and they're going to say, let's see what your learning was. And this person's learning was very strong, and all of a sudden, for the next 10 minutes, the next 20 minutes, it doesn't make a difference. He has nonsense that's coming out of him. Comics. Besides for the fact that it's Naveira, they're going to say, what kind of fool is this person? Shebiza Masechta Shaloi. He disgraced his Masechta, his Gemara. He had the precious words of Torah. And he stopped learning for what? To discuss the coronavirus? To discuss the vaccine? Who? Yes. Discuss the politics? What kind of shaita are they going to say was this person? This is by any limud that a person's involved with, he's in the middle of. He has to make sure he's not going to interrupt and to stop the importance of learning beritzifus. I said a different share. I heard from Rabbi Melech Biderman the importance, that's the greatest way of doing tshuva during Yimei Shoivim, to learn beritzifus without any interruption.